He said to live there on a farm.
Yeah.
They live down in the valley. I said to keep her sheep back on that hill.
Your dad was telling you about this?
Yeah. I said, that's his...
His grandpa.
His grandpa told him about it.
Yeah.
Now, his grandpa lived at the old Uncle Joe Richmond place right around the graveyard for a long time. And he said he went back there to feed his sheep, started back there and had a big basket full of corn.
Yeah.
And said his feet fell off from under him. And said his dad and them seen the corn coming first. And then they see him coming next with his feet up, is on his back.
Yeah.
And said, run across that big hill to right in 3 yards. Yeah, he told us about that different time. But I don't see why he didn't tell us their names.
Huh.
But I don't reckon he thought about it. But all I do believe, though, what the... His, now, his grandfather's name was John, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Richmond.
Yeah. And then my grandfather, name of his son's John Richmond.
Yeah.
Named James and John and Foster. And one died. What was his name?
Let's see. I've got James, John, Joseph, Alfred, Louisa, Melina, Lucy, and... And you said Charlie and Lewis.
Yeah, and she married Charlie McConnell.
Who did?
Dad's sister.
Which one?
Lucy.
She married who?
Charlie McCarmen.
I thought she married a Stevens.
She did. She married Stevens for her last husband, first husband. McCarmen for her last husband. And Aunt Lena, I'll tell you, she married...
Alan Bond.
She married Al Bond for her first husband. And Lucy Alexander for her last husband.
Okay.
And Aunt Louise was married one time, and she married Ellis Howard.
Married who?
Ellis Howard.
Howard?
H-O-W-A-R-D.
Ellis Howard.
And she had two children and died when she was young.
Yeah. Let's see, who did you say Lucy's second husband was?
Charlie McCarmen.
Charlie McCormick.
Yeah, and Lena's was Lewis Alexander.
Okay.
Boy, I sure would, and John Hamilton would too, just like to know that Uncle Abe Butler's father's name.
I'm almost positive it was William Butler, born 1805, someplace in Virginia.
Because that's been a long time, eh?
James Riley's father, you ever heard of him?
Never did. Did you find his name?
Does Samuel Riley sound familiar?
Well, James had a son, he named Samuel, too. How old was Samuel the old one?
Let's see. James was born in 1845, and this Samuel Riley Jr., who I think is his father, was born in 1817 in Lewis County. Then his father was Samuel Riley Sr., born 1785, someplace in Virginia, but who knows where.
That made three Sam Rileys, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now there was another, we called him Uncle Sam Riley. He's a different generation. We did have Uncle Sam Riley, brother to my mother.
Yeah.
And then we had another Sam Riley, kind of related to him. He'd been old too.
Yeah.
Not old as my granddad, imagine.
You ever heard of any Stricklets?
Stricklets, yeah, I've heard of several, but I didn't know.
You're related to them.
I am.
Yeah, right. Here's how it works. Let's see, here's your mom, Nancy Riley. Her father, James Riley. His father, James Riley. Or Samuel Riley, I mean. And his father was Samuel Riley, and his mother was Christina Strickland. She was born 1797.
Now, that was my great-grandmother, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's see. That'd be your great-great-grandmother.
Great-great-grandmother.
And her father was Jacob Strickland. And now, these Stricklets are the ones that started this little community, Stricklet, around here in Lewis County.
Oh, it's right up here. They used to keep the post off our Stricklet. They put the post off down not long ago. Got a big trailer sitting there. That ain't piece from here, hardly.
Is it on the main road, or?
I allow you to go over here. You know where you go up to that church house? Where you come out of Vanceburg, where the road's forked, someone comes this way and one. You just go up there. It ain't but a little piece up there at Strickland.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlin, do we pass where Clark Isham lived there at Strickland before we get up to Maxine's? We don't, do we? We go on past there. Well,
that's okay. I don't want to go up there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go that way, but that Strickland post office stayed there 3 years ago.
It did. I talked to a lady. Her father's the one that started it, her grandfather, and she was a Stricklet.
Yeah.
She lived in West Virginia. Yeah, they started, I forget how many years ago. Her grandfather was a riverboat captain back about the Civil War days. He was a Strickland. But they're all related.
Well, yeah, I've been past that Strickland post office many a time. They used to be a here in the mail iron people, wasn't it? Oh, that's been 50 years ago or longer.
Yeah.
When you want too many cars, they'd get come out of Fire Strickland in that mail bus and let them ride. Man, they'd walk all over the hill to where we live.
Huh.
All over in Mill Branch, called.
Yeah.
That's for my dad's mother and all of them was raised up in Mill Branch.
Yeah.
The great big long holler. Now they've got the sickness drive cars all around in there. And one of my nephews married my granddaughter, I mean my grandson, I call him.
Yeah.
He said he'd take me up in there. I used to live up there when I first went to housekeeping.
You did?
But he must have been 3 or 4 miles my county road.
Huh.
Still, I didn't mind it then.
Do you have any pictures at all, like of your parents?
Now, Nora Richmond has.
Who?
Nora Richmond has a picture of my mother and father and Delbert and Russell and Grace. I cut my picture off. And it went on there because it put me over in the sun. I was just 6 years old.
Yeah.
And all the sun are putting my eyes out. Of course, if I had to do over, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I had my eyes all squinched up, you know, my head laid over to one side. When I got about the 16 or 17, I slipped into scissors. And Dad's about to eat me up for it. He's just about to wear me out. The biggest one for cutting it off. I shouldn't have done that. But I thought it was so ugly. Which one? It's just a kid. There wasn't none of them. But they kept it so long. Now, Nora let her daughter have it. She cleaned it.
Oh.
That's probably where all the pictures are. She said one time, we had Dad's picture when he was about 43 or 44 on a badge. And oh, it was good. And I thought there never was nothing like that. I kept it all the time when I was little, you know. The best picture I ever did, and she said he'd give it to Evan. And I said, well, Nora, just don't you ever hit nothing. I said, that wasn't Evan's. I said, that was mine. He gave it to me when I was little, one to keep.
Yeah.
So well, he gave it to Evan. My goodness, we had grandchildren. He did born and 25 or 30 and 50 years old before Evelyn was born.
Huh.
And I think I should have had it back, don't you?
Yeah, sounds like it. Wonder if I'd have any chance of getting some pictures from them and looking at them.
You could. You sure could. You get to look at my sister's picture.
Well, how do
Tom
I get up
Richmond's
to...
picture. I think she's got a Crid Horsley.
And your parents?
And my parents. She's got them. And Stanton Jack and... I've got two of my brother's pictures when Mom was. I want to get them shown too.
Okay.
Take them a little bit. Two box. Try to push them over the hill, make them come on in here. Ain't no use them getting out and running around that way. That's a lot of my grandchildren in here. That's Ari's half sister and her husband.
Yeah.
There's Ross when he's in service, 18. Huh. There's a. Four of my girls on that motor scooter there.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I like color. There's Ronnie and Roscoe on it. There's Oscar when he's 12 years old and Clifford when he's 6. They've hung for them all their lives to burn out. First ever. Now, wasn't that the way kids looked back there them days?
Yeah.
Well, they're not a getting them. Do you blame me?
No. Don't blame you a bit.
I'm going to keep them. There's my grandson and granddaughter. They're twins.
Yeah.
And here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of my daughters after when they wore them old long dresses. That right here they are. That's Jack when he's 16.
Yeah.
Stan when he's... Jack was about 15. Stan was about 17. He's over 2 years older than Jack. You think that looked like them? Do you remember
I don't remember them. Who's the one in the middle?
That was their second cousin, Tony Abraham. They're all dead now. He was a Jew, half Jew.
He was?
Yeah, his mother married one ideally rich and dead for her last husband. No, for her first husband.
Yeah?
That's who she married.
Huh. No, I never met any of them.
He got something on his... Oh, I'll tell you, I see I'm going to try to take care of these. And then I'll know where they're at. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's right. He didn't get them when he got his diploma from school. Ain't the sass what all you'll collect.
Yeah.
But anybody ought to always keep them, aren't they?
Yeah, they should.
You know, my oldest daughter's just got 8 more months of school teaching. She can retire.
Is that right?
She went teaching for, she's 19 years old. 8 more months is all she likes.
Huh.
She just, be 51 on her birthday.
Yeah?
That's done good, ain't it?
Sure is.
And so the day they told her that's all long she'd have to teach, she got a $500 raise.
Trying to keep her on.
Yeah. She told me she's done. She's buying her a mobile home you can drive and travel in.
Yeah.
I said, boy, it's a coming to her. Your life's here out in Indiana.
Going down the road.
Yeah.
Who's this lady that's got some pictures now?
Now, Nori Richmond. She lives up on Old Trace. You've been at Nori's house, haven't you?
I don't know. Which is Old Trace? Who else lives up there?
Well, St. Richmond and Delbert. And
that's where Delbert lives?
Yeah. You know where they all live up there, don't you?
I was up at his house, Delbert's. I'm not sure. Do I pass the cemetery going back this way?
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go up there to where Kurt Stone's store is. Little store right on the left. But you go right straight on through it. You know where you go up. You go right on towards Isle of Hill.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for Stamper's place.
Stamper's
place, yeah. There's one road goes on across the bridge towards Isle of Hill, and it goes right on up the right. That goes to Old Trees. You can just pass right there in them house, and they'll tell you right where to turn up at.
Well, this is before I get to the intersection that goes to the
platform. Yeah, you know, you've probably been at Old Trees, haven't you?
Well, I have, but I'm not sure which one it is, you know.
Well, you go right straight on, you come to the post office that's down in the field, way down in there, and there's a great old big stone block house that's there.
Yeah.
And right down in the left. Then you go right straight on up and right up the right.
About how many miles is it up there?
We're going to ask them how far it is up there before you turn off the Old Trees. Up grass and before you turn off the Old Trees. The road is blacktopped up in Old Trees, man.
Oh, it is.
You're in it clear out the head.
It was gravel last year, wasn't it?
From here. No, Lord. It's 10 miles from Laurel Schoolhouse. From here to Laurel Schoolhouse. Yeah.
Well, right over there goes a bridge across, and right there's where Old Trees turns at.
And do I turn right to go up Old Trace?
Yeah, you turn right to go up Old Trace. I'll tell you when you'll know where you're at. It's right straight on the road. There's a great old big tall block building. It's made out of blocks. It ain't made out of brick. And then a little old house sitting right down there, and a new one they made after his father and mother died.
It's 3 miles. You know where Kurt's son's store is? He says 3 miles from that bridge. Okay, you just go straight. You come to. That's the only. This little store down here and that store is only $1.
I was talking about Randall Stamper's old tall house sitting there, the old block building. I told him it's sit right over to the left, and you go right on there and that first road, and she turns the right, that goes up Old Trees.
So you don't know where Laurel is?
Not exactly. I know it's down there someplace.
Our car's going down the left, and he's like, you already called it going up. He's been used to going up to Portsmouth, you know.
Yeah.
Like that hospital, I just went to go down to Lexington. He called it going up to Lexington. Well, it wouldn't be no trouble for him to find Old Trees, so
no,
it's fast anybody.
No, I'd say it'd be, 15 miles.
Up to Norrie, that's who.
Up to, where you get on
Old Trees? You just need a name of picture. You just have to tell it's your Earlene's son. You're just wanting to find out the. If she'd have any old picture. She's got my sister and Chris Horsley. That's one of Addie's. Your grandma and Mamma's raised up there. I believe she's got them all to just take my lessons.
Well, you said it was 3 miles, but then you said it was 15 miles.
Well, he said 3 miles from up on before you get there and turn off the Laurel.
Oh. Where you turn off the Laurel up on
that bridge. just there's a bridge and you go
Now he's talking about Kurtz. He's trying to wreck him up in Laurel. He wants to go on a past. You know where the Laurel Church House, that's where they preach them funerals and all of them. Was you ever there at a funeral?
You just come from my 90s over here.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, now, I'll tell you what.
You get lost or
what? No, I mean, I didn't come from there, but I know how to come from there, you know.
I'll tell you what
I
you
live
do.
In Indiana.
Yeah, you know that. When you come to Laurel's schoolhouse, Laurel Church House.
Yeah.
Right there is a cemetery over from Laurel Church House. Well, you go straight on.
About 3 miles.
Go straight on, you'll pass the Morgan Cemetery. That's where your grandpa Richmond
Go past Morgan Cemetery.
Cemetery, and it ain't a bit over a mile mark where you turn up old trees.
And
go
right
straight on to right, yeah.
And does she live on the right side of the road down there a couple miles?
Lori, yeah, she lives up in there. You'll come to, they ain't too many houses up in old trees.
Okay.
But her little house that's right at the side of the road, and she got some little shade trees in her yard.
Oh, I think so.
Her mailbox is there, though.
I guess everybody will know where she lives.
Yeah, just anybody at Mark and tell
you. I'd say it is 2 miles from her.
Yeah, you go up that road there.
She lives a little bit past Delbert's, don't she?
No, she lives down below Delbert.
Delbert lives on the left, but she lives on the right.
Yeah, you go up and cross that little old creek to Delbert's house. Nora lives right on the main road.
She lives there and in the next house.
No, next house is Freddy's, in about Norway. But Delbert's have cross creek, though. Norway's on a straight road. We ain't never up for much. I and then Delbert's put twice in 25 or 30 years, about maybe two or three trips.
But her name's Nora Richmond.
Nora Richmond. She's Russell's wife, you see.
Okay, and she'll probably have all the bull pictures.
She sure will, if she ain't got all of them, she got
Well, I think I'll go on to Vanceburg, then I'll come back by there.
Well, don't you want to eat something before you go?
No, I don't want anything.
Well, we generally eat all the time, but I don't know. We got up late, seemed like, this morning.
Yeah,
but
so
I'll tell you, I don't know who else to ask about that.
Well, I'll probably find a lot at Vanceburg. Here, I'll get you a chart out there in the car.
Okay.
I'll go get you one.